Join us now for the Chapel Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob Jones University. On today's program, we'll hear a special praise service featuring testimonies of answered prayer by BJU faculty and students.
Trust this has been a good day for you, a day of growth and a day of renewal in your dependence on the Lord. What we'll do in just a moment, I'll open with a word of prayer, and then Ms. Beth Harvin, a senior English major from Huntington, Pennsylvania, will come share a testimony, followed by Jesse Ball, a sophomore special education major from Chandlersville, Ohio, and then Brittany Ballard, who's a sophomore apparel, textiles, and design major from Morganton, Georgia, and Mrs. Vicki Britton from the Physical Education Department faculty will come share their testimonies, and then we'll have one more song, and Mr. Al Carper will come and close in prayer. But again, this is kind of the pinnacle of the day, the highlight. We have been pouring our hearts out to the Lord to this point, but now we get the joy of hearing what the Lord has done in answer to the prayers of some of our peers and faculty to encourage us in what He can do and delights to do when He hears the call of His children. So let's start with a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank You for who You are. We thank You for all that You've done. Thank You for this day, for the victories that have already been known in the time spent in prayer before You, and for the things that You have heard that You've already begun to answer before we even began to speak them. So, Lord, we commit all of these things to You, and we pray that You would be delighted to work in them, to show Yourself powerful for the situations themselves, but also to glorify Yourself in our eyes by how You answer in our appeals and requests to You today. We commit this time of praise to You. We pray that it would be genuine from our hearts. And then for each of these sharing testimonies, Lord, that You would give them great freedom and help us to rejoice in what You've done for them and to take encouragement in what You can do for all of us. We commit it to You, ask for Your blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, my name is Beth Harvin, and I'm a senior from Pennsylvania. All my life, God has tried to teach me to trust in Him and submit to His will in every situation because He's in control. Job 23:10 says, "But He knoweth the way that I take. When He hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." In the last month, more than ever, I've seen God's hand in my life trying to teach me this lesson. This summer, my family anticipated some big changes. Two of my sisters decided to come here as freshmen, and my mom was going to have a baby, the first boy in my family after six girls. All were really awesome things to look forward to, but there was always one nagging thought in my mind. How can we afford this? It's only by God's grace that I've been able to get through 2 years of college, and now, not one, but three of us are going to be taking on this huge financial responsibility. And babies aren't cheap. All summer, my family and I prayed that God would provide the money we needed. I worked two jobs, hoping that I would at least make enough to return for the fall semester. But when August rolled around and I realized I didn't have quite enough, I got really disheartened. I didn't understand. I was working really hard. I was trying to trust God and do His will. Why wasn't He providing? I paid off the remainder of what I needed to return to school on my mom's credit card, promising I'd pay her back when I got my last paycheck, which would be coming in September. However, I had no idea how I would get through the semester. The week before my sisters and I came down here, my mom was scheduled to have a C-section. We had to leave on a Thursday, so the doctor scheduled the surgery on a Tuesday so we could get at least one day with our new baby brother. Well, a week before my mom was supposed to have the C-section, we found out that the doctor had forgotten about her appointment, and now it would have to be on Wednesday. I was a little frustrated because then I'd only get to spend less than a day with my brother. So my sisters and I did what lots of girls do at tough times. We went shopping. So Tuesday night, instead of being at a hospital with a new baby brother, I was at Walmart looking for laundry detergent. I ran into some family friends while I was there. They asked how things were going, and I told them I didn't really think much about it. The next day was one of the most exciting days of my life. Around 2:30 in the afternoon, my little brother was born. When I went home for lunch that day, I was really excited, so I didn't really think much about it when my sisters handed me a manila envelope. They kept telling me to open it, so I finally did, and I pulled out a journal. My first thought was, okay, that's nice. But then I opened the journal, and inside I found three $20 bills. And then I saw a check. It said $500 on it. Well, that made me pretty happy. But then I saw my sisters pointing at something else. So I looked again, and I saw another check. And when I saw more zeros on it, I almost went into hysterics. It said $2,500 to put on your school bill. I was jumping up and down and screaming at the top of my lungs, which wasn't a good idea since I had food in my mouth, but I managed to get over that hurdle. So my sisters then proceeded to tell me that they had each gotten the same amount, which added up to about $10,000 total. And it was all from that one family we had run into at Walmart, the family I never would have seen if my mom would have had the C-section on the day she was supposed to. That was an amazing day, seeing God work. He does provide for our needs. It's just not always how we expect it. And it's always right when we need it. Through that day, he taught me that I can trust in him, even when I don't understand. When I got back to school, I found out about more money I had received through a scholarship. So now I have enough money for the semester. After that, trusting should be easy, right? Obviously, it's a lesson I'm still learning. 2 weeks ago, my mom was diagnosed with lymphoma. I don't know the outcome of this yet, but I do know one thing. God is in control. I can see now that he has been preparing me step by step for each lesson he has for me. When he showed me that he could provide for my family's financial needs, he was showing me at the same time that he can provide for every need we have. Just like there was a purpose in my brother's birth being delayed by one day, there's a purpose in my mom's cancer. No matter what he sends into my life, whether it be a financial difficulty or sickness, he will never give me more than I can handle. I can trust him to take care of every need I have, because I serve a wise and a good God.
Hi, my name is Jessie Ball, and I'm a special ed major from Chandlersville, Ohio, and I'm a sophomore. Last year, Christmas break started out for me like it would for any of the other rest of you, but that quickly changed. The day that I arrived home, my sister was in a very serious car accident and was life-flighted to Ohio State University Medical Center in Columbus, Ohio. She remained there for 2 months, and she was in a coma, and she had injuries that included a pelvis fracture, a bladder tear, and she had extensive brain trauma. The swelling in her brain increased so much that the doctors had to tap into her skull to remove the fluid. They were not sure that she would even make a good recovery. So my family and I got together and we prayed that if it was God's will, he would allow my sister, Jenna, to heal completely. After she was at Ohio State, she was then moved to Children's Hospital, where she received 5 hours of therapy a day for 2 months. That included speech, physical therapy, occupational, recreational, and tutoring services. Again, the doctors were not encouraging. We were told that Jenna would have behavioral issues and would struggle with school. However, after 2 months of the rehab, she was able to go home, and my parents decided to put her back in our Christian school for half days from March through May of 2007. There was a stipulation that she had to have an aide at school. Because the Christian school did not have a special ed program, I had to attend school with her. Meanwhile, she was able to go to our local public school and receive services for therapy and tutoring. God really blessed us with this. He provided the director of the special ed department was actually a pastor, and he allowed my sister to keep going to the Christian school, but also use the special ed services of the public school. Now, once again, our prayers are answered, and after much summer tutoring, Jenna is finally able to go back to school by herself. She's taking senior level classes again, and she has no special ed curriculum whatsoever. Although she does have some short-term memory loss, she's able to deal with it. She writes things in a notebook, or she just finds an alternate way to study. She's getting mostly A's in her classes, and her tutor sees no problem with her taking college-level courses with next year. As of the end of July, she is also no longer taking any therapy whatsoever. She is able to jog for short distances, talk clearly, and is able to use her right side, which was paralyzed after the accident. Amazingly, her pelvis is also healed with no need of surgery. She is not completely better yet, though. The neurosurgeon told us that it takes up to 2 years for a recovery from a traumatic brain injury. Right now, she's had a recovery of about 85 to 95% within just 9 months. The doctors have been amazed. God has answered my family's prayers in ways that we cannot fathom, and we probably never will be able to understand.
There was a Swedish Lutheran woman who had the trauma of watching her father drown. He was an elderly man, drowned before her eyes, and shortly thereafter, her mother passed away. Yet recognizing God's providence, even in these events that did not appear to be love, she recognized that the choices we make today affect tomorrow. And she sat down and wrote a poem for a Christian calendar that said, "Every day of my life, God is guiding my steps." We have that poem as number 270, day by day and with each passing moment. As the poem became popular, a folk singer that traveled from town to town who was also a Christian wedded that poem to a Swedish folk song. So today we have the gospel hymn, "Day by Day and with Each Passing Moment, Strength I Find to Meet My Trials."
Hi, my name is Brittany Ballard. I'm a sophomore apparel, textile, and design major from Georgia. I'd just like to share about the goodness of God in my life today. Over the summer, I worked at the Wilds Christian Camp, and really my working there and the Lord's goodness in allowing me to do that started last semester. I started thinking about working at a camp in October of last year, and I wasn't sure if that's what the Lord wanted me to do for the summer or not. So I applied at a couple of different camps, and I just prayed specifically that if the Lord wanted me to work at camp, that He would show me that by specifically giving me one contract from one camp for the job that He wanted me to do. The first round of contracts that came out for camps, I didn't get anything, and so I thought, okay, Lord, you know, this is the answer. I'll just go home and work. I have, you know, my school bill to pay off, and it'll be good. And so I was planning just to go home. Then in February of last semester, I got a contract to work at the Wilds to waitress. And I was just like, okay, Lord, then, you know, this is my answer. I just called my parents and talked to them about it. And they said, well, if that's, you know, what you think the Lord wants you to do, then go do that. At the time, I knew I already owed money on my school bill at that point, and I knew that I wouldn't make hardly any money over the summer to be able to put on that. So I just knew that it would have to be God. It would have to be the Lord providing the money for school. And so I went to the Wilds. I waitressed there all summer. And then a couple weeks before the end of the summer, they were still needing workers for the extra week for family camp. And I was really struggling. I wanted to go home and, you know, get ready for school, take some time off. And I was like, Lord, I don't know if I should stay here. I called my parents again, and I'm like, I don't know if I should stay. And I just felt the Lord leading me to stay that last week and waitress again. So I did. That week, I met a family that they were really excited about what they saw the Lord doing in my life. We just kind of hit it off. They have a couple girls in high school that are interested in some of the same things I am. And so we decided to keep in contact. The week after I got home from camp, they sent me a package. They sent me a book and some money and some gift cards. And I was like, you know, woohoo, this is cool. And, you know, money's always good. And so, you know, I was just really kind of thrilled at their kindness, you know, in sending me that. So I sent them a thank you card, you know, thanking them for the money and the gift cards. And I sent my email address. And the next week, I found out that I wouldn't be able to come back to school. I owed too much money on my loan, and it just wasn't a possibility. But I knew. I had been telling my friends at camp and, you know, people at home, if the Lord wants me back at school, he'll have me back at school. And if he wants me to stay home, he must have something planned for me. It was very discouraging because, obviously, I would rather be here than at home working. But I just planned to stay at home and work. I had found a job that I was supposed to start in a couple of days. And the Friday after classes started, I got an email from this family, and they asked how school was going, if I was getting settled back in. And I emailed them back, letting them know that I wasn't able to return due to finances. And I just kind of chit-chatted. They were talking about their daughter's volleyball games, and I didn't really think anything of it. Well, Friday afternoon, I got another email from them, and they were asking how much I owed on my school bill, saying they had called the school and to find out if it was too late for me to return, even though classes had already started. And I was just kind of sat there in shock, and I closed the email, and then I reopened it thinking it'll probably say something different this time. But it didn't. It was the same thing. And so I called my boyfriend. I'm like, you will never believe what I'm reading. And I called my mom, and in the meantime, Mr. Baker had called me saying the family, you know, had called wanting to put money on my school bill and ask if it was a feasible possibility for me to come back to school. And I was like, yeah, pretty sure. And Friday night was pretty much a blur of activity, getting ready to come back to school. I had just unpacked all my stuff into my room at home, so I had to pack it all back up and get it here. And I got here Saturday night during induction, and Monday morning I checked in and registered, and I was able, amazingly, to get the same schedule that I had pre-registered for. I found all my books Monday afternoon and started class on Tuesday and was able to catch up within the week. And just the Lord has just continually showed me how good he is in my life, even in little things. I've since got another package from the same family with more money. I was compiling a list for Walmart the other night, and I had like no money, and I'm like, okay, I need this stuff, but there's no way to pay for it. And then they sent me more money, and I was just continually amazed at how God is so good to me. And so just, I think sometimes we take that for granted, and we just expect things, you know, to be answered when we ask it. But the Lord is good all the time, even when it may not seem that way, and it may not seem, you know, he may seem good only in the hard times when it's very evident, like something like this, but he's good all the time, even in the little things.
My name is Vicki Britton, and I teach in the Physical Education and Exercise Science Department. James 4:14 reads, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little while and then vanisheth away." This verse was really made real to me this past August 9th when I was stung by what we think was a yellow jacket. I'd been stung before but never had any type of reaction, but this time it was different. I developed the classic symptoms of anaphylactic shock, with my throat and tongue starting to swell and breathing becoming very difficult. I'll admit, at first, I really didn't realize the seriousness of the situation, and I took a couple of Benadryl and called the University Medical Associates to speak to the phone nurse to get some advice. But by the time the phone nurse answered the phone, my tongue had swollen up so much I was having difficulty forming my words, and she told me to just hang up the phone and call 911. But by then, things were starting to happen fast. My breathing was becoming more difficult, my vision was starting to blur, and I was starting to panic. My husband helped me get in the car, and we took off as he called 911 and made arrangements for an ambulance to meet us as we were en route to the hospital. As we were going down the road, it was getting harder and harder to breathe, and I felt as if I were just fighting to stay conscious, but I distinctly remember feeling the presence of the Lord there in the truck with us. And I remember just crying out to the Lord to please help me to breathe, to get my breath, and to spare my life. When we arrived at the parking lot where we were supposed to meet the ambulance, I'll admit I had given up hope. I honestly didn't think I was going to make it. And I actually was beginning to try to tell my husband goodbye. I can remember telling him that I loved him and giving him some messages to tell my son. And my husband said that it was at that point when my head just sort of slumped over to the side and hit the passenger window, and I quit breathing. The paramedics began to work on me, and they said that I responded very quickly. The doctors told us later that my blood pressure had totally bottomed out and that I was a true walking miracle. Several people have asked me, you know, what do you think the purpose of all this was? Why do you think the Lord put you through this? And I can tell that they're expecting me to say something very deep and profound, but I honestly don't know. But I do know that God is good. And today's a praise service, and I'm just so thankful that I have the opportunity to publicly praise the Lord for His goodness in sparing my life. And also to challenge you, none of us know what's on the morrow, but we need to always be ready to stand before the presence of the Lord.
Praise to the Lord the Almighty, who with loving arms has guided and stayed thee. He's decked thee with health. Let's stand to sing number 4. Praise to the Lord the Almighty.
Let's pray. Who is like unto thee, O God? Who is like unto thee? Marvelous in wisdom. We're thankful, Lord, for these answered prayers which we've heard of, and the countless answered prayers that have been ours to enjoy and to see you do all of these things throughout these past years. Lord, we pray that as we prayed today, that our hearts were lifted up with not just requests, but also, Lord, with praise, knowing that you will do these things because you are a loving God and a caring God. We're thankful for hearing how you've worked in these financial matters, in these physical matters. And Lord, you deign to bend down and touch us in the smallest of ways, Lord, to show us that you love us and that you care for us and you are our God. We're thankful, Lord, that you bless us exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could possibly ask or think. You've given to us the gift of salvation. Lord, we're thankful for that. You give us an abundant life here on earth, and we have heaven to look forward to as well. You are such a great God, and we praise thee, and we thank thee. And Lord, we ask that we might go forth from this place with an attitude of praise and loving kindness toward thee, for your loving kindness toward us. Lord, we cast all of our cares upon you, because we know, Lord, you care for us and will meet each need. We're thankful for this day, for a time in which we could set aside our day to lift up our hearts in praise and prayer to thee. And we pray that that attitude would continue not just through this day, but through the rest of our lives, even also, Lord, forevermore.
You've been listening to the Chapel Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob Jones University. On today's program, you heard a special praise service held during a day of prayer on the university campus. For a cassette or compact disc copy of today's program, send a check for $6 to Campus Store, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. Be sure to ask for the praise service. The Chapel Hour has been sponsored by Bob Jones University.